Go ahead and get in a comfortable seated position. Sit upright with your feet flat on the ground, your arms and legs uncrossed, and your hands resting in your lap. Allow your eyes to gently close. Now slowly bring your attention to the gentle rising and falling of your breath in your chest and belly. Like ocean waves coming in and out, your breath is always there. Notice its rhythm in your body. Notice each breath. Focus on each inhale and exhale. Notice the changing patterns of sensations in your belly as you breathe in and as you breathe out. There's no need to try to control your breathing in any way. Simply let the breath breathe itself. As best you can, also bring this attitude of generous allowing and gentle acceptance to the rest of your experience. There's nothing to be fixed, no particular state to be achieved. As best you can, simply allow your experience to be your experience, without needing it to be other than what it is. It is natural for your mind to wander away to thoughts, worries, images, bodily sensations, or feelings. Notice these thoughts and feelings. Acknowledge their presence and stay with them. There's no need to think of something else, make them go away, or resolve anything. As best you can, allow them to be, giving yourself space to have whatever you have. Bringing a quality of kindness and compassion to your experience. Next, allow yourself to be present to what you are afraid of. Notice any doubts, reservations, fears, and worries. See if you can just notice them, acknowledge their presence, and make some space for them. You don't need to make them go away or work on them. Now see if for just a moment you can be present with your values and commitments. Why are you here? Where do you want to go? What do you want to do? Sense if there is something in your life right now where there is a feeling of stuckness that's challenging. Let your attention go to where you feel most stuck, where you sense the innermost reactivity. And you might inquire, what am I believing right now? Are you believing that you're wrong or bad? Or that someone else is wrong or bad? Are you believing that something is going to go wrong in the future? Usually beliefs have to do with something wrong, something that you're going to lose, something that will not be okay. You can also inquire, what am I feeling? Underneath this belief, underneath the story, the body has feelings, emotional sensations in the throat, in the chest, in the belly. So just gently inquire, what is this feeling like? What are these feelings like? Feeling the place in you that is some way contracted, afraid, angry, hurt. See if you can sense what that place needs most from you right now. What kind of attention? What quality of heart? of presence. When we inquire, what's happening? What am I believing? What am I feeling? What's needed? We offer our presence to what's there. So for the next few moments, just breathe with what's there. As if you could dissolve your whole body and being into a kind of loving presence for the place in you that most needs it. It's as if you're saying, "What's happening?" And then offering a very deep, "Yes, it's okay. I care about this," to your own heart. Who are you when you're no longer in the story? The trance of believing that something more needs to be done, or something needs to be different in order for you to be whole or happy, but rather inquiring and offering presence. So then, open your eyes and know that this is a taste to return to. This is really a path of intimacy with our inner experience.